What's up, AM Nation? This is Amalgamation Nation, your source for gaming, sports, anime news, and more. Of course, I'm the anime watching Booze Cruising, Olivia Munzleg, and John Cena's following hostess with the mostess himself, Ryan Green Machine Ebner. You can find the show on Twitter and on Instagram. Just hit at AM Nation, hit that follow button on both of those. On YouTube, search Amalgamation Nation and hit that sub button. You can listen to us on your podcast platform of choice, such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and most importantly, Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, they are introducing subscriptions for some of your favorite podcasts. For us, it is $4.99 a month. That gets you a bonus content from us, including our review episodes such as Invincible and WandaVision and other movies as well that we've done. I know it wasn't working recently. I tried again. It's still in beta. So as soon as it like starts actually allowing people to do that, let us know. Let me know. That'd be really cool. Tweet us at AM Nation Pod. So then I know to full on push more content towards it. But yeah, working on that's pretty dope. If you have questions, comments for the show, maybe you want to ask us something, go ahead and leave a voicemail or text the show, 815-556-9089. Also, twitch.tv/UndeadBlackBulls, where you follow David there while he streams, and you also give him a sub as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub a month, so give it to Undead Black Bull. And finally, if you're not using the GG app yet and you're a gamer, I don't know what you're doing. Get to it. It's the best way to keep organized list of what you want to play, what you are playing, your backlog. Listen, I know BK's got an extensive backlog, but it makes it so much easier for him to keep track of what he's going to do next and what he's been playing. Boom, right there. And he leaves reviews. So, boom, you love to see it. Yep, see? Dang. So, this is Ryan Green Machine Ebner, and I definitely screwed up the audio during this episode. So about 20 so minutes in, I realized OBS wasn't picking up Junior or BK's voice. So we cut all that out, and now we're going to jump in about midway through the show, and you're actually able to hear them. So sorry about that. But yeah, we had to do some dicing, do some cutting up. It should be good now, so hopefully you guys enjoy the rest of the show. Just in case you're curious, BK has been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy VII Remake, but he hasn't been as past. I think he's at Chapter 8, it said, and Junior is playing some WoW, getting ready for the new patch. So there you go. Again, oopsies, but enjoy the rest of the show. Top-selling games for May, because we entered July. I do have the information for May waiting on the June one still. Number 10, Minecraft. Number 9, the AM Nation Pod 2020 Game of the Year, Animal Crossing New Horizon. Number 8, Returnal. Number 7, Mario Kart 8. Number 6, Mortal Kombat 11. Number 5, New Pokemon Snap. Number 4, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Number 3, MLB The Show 21. Number 2, Mass Effect Legendary Edition. And number 1, Resident Evil Village. So, there you go. Also, while we're here, I might as well do this. Might as well update the folks on Fantasy Gaming while we're here. So, currently, I believe BK is in first with 59 points. Biomutant didn't do him any favors, got him -3. No bueno. Undead Red Bull or Undead Black Bull is 58. He's one behind. Junior at 49 is in third. I'm at 40. Dan is at 8. And Mike, -32. So there it is. Recently, though,
Junior can win this. Junior can win this if he just picks up some more games. He has to drop a couple, but Junior can honestly win this.
He could. What we've got on the horizon for July: Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, that comes out on the 9th. That is going to help out Mike, I am sure. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD comes out on the 16th of July for me, as well as F1 2021 for David. So those are there as well. Also, I think coming out this month, Microsoft Flight Simulator is coming to the Series X July 27th. And I think there's some other random games sprinkled in there, too, that I didn't know. But yeah, keep an eye on it. This year's actually really close because people are paying attention. So good on them. Good on everybody there. Coming at the crown like that. It is what it is. Warhammer is launching a sub service. I don't know if anybody's played Warhammer or you've watched people play Warhammer, but Warhammer Plus will include animation, free minis, and White Dwarf. It launches August 25th and will include a lot more than just a new animated series. Subscribers will earn a unique free miniature by the end of their first year, plus access to back issues of White Dwarf magazine and access to army building apps for 40K, Age of Sigmar, Games Workshop announced Wednesday during a Twitch stream, live stream. Members of the Warhammer community revealed a new detail about the service, which will be available for $5.99 per month or $59.99 per year. There will be hobby shows, including advanced painting tutorials and elaborate battle reports shot in newly renovated studio. Within the first year, fans will also get access to the entire run of the 2020 White Dwarf magazine with additional historical back issues on the way. So if you're a fan of Warhammer, or you know anybody that's a fan of Warhammer, boom. There you go.
I like how they give you the discount for purchasing for like the year up front. I do like that. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I get down with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to do this, but I think this sounds like a pretty cool service for, you know, just that community out there. Congrats to, you know, those fans. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very dope. Very dope. Warner Brothers sold Playdemic Mobile Games to EA for $1.4 billion in an all-cash deal. Sounds like the housing market. My goodness. This will be the only gaming studio sold, according to execs at Warner. Playdemic is famous for their Golf Clash series and currently does not work on any major Warner property like the other studios in the portfolio. Meh. Whatever. Wow. Sell Xbox the Nether Realms and like let's get real
that would quick. Be cool. Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
Be really cool.
And Rocksteady.
Oh yeah, of course Rocksteady. Of course. yeah, gotta get Rocksteady. That'd be dope. Also, we were talking about Madden earlier. Pre-order your copy of Madden 22 at Best Buy and you get an exclusive Barry Sanders Funko Pop. The only way to get this Funko Pop so far is with this game. BK?
I mean, I don't know. Like, the only football ones I have so far are just Ravens players. So, like, it would kind of be going outside of my normal collecting. But it could be, like, a good one to, like, hold on for swapsies or, you know, like, swap/trades or, like, selling after the fact. So I don't know. This is tough. I already pre-ordered my Grogu. Like one, like a Target exclusive went on sale today. Bam, got it up. It's already sold. It was like sold out within an hour. I was able to get it, thankfully. That Pop game's tough.
I got my Diamond Pikachu in the mail yesterday.
Dope. I'm about to get a. Yeah, I have like a. I got my like the silver Pikachu, like the regular 4-inch one, the Mew, the Ponyta, and like one other one in the mail the other day. And then I have like another 4 coming in. Actually, got 8. I got like duplicates of the. Of the next wave that are coming out. I'm missing my Diamond Jolteon, which upsets me. I need to get that.
There we go. Let's see. What else we got here? Microsoft is rolling out Xbox Series X server blades on select games, thus increasing the performance of these games. Better resolution, better FPS, and more graphic-related options. The old server blades introduced back in September are running off the Xbox One S. So this is dope. This will be cool. Junior, did you? I don't think you did, but you saw Joey's server blade, old server blade from WoW, right?
Can't remember.
Yeah, it's like got the anniversary logo on it, and it's actually really, really cool. It's really neat because they don't tell you what server it was, but like, obviously, everybody that bought one, you have to think to yourself, like, damn, this could be my character on the server. Like, that's so cool. That's what I thought of when I saw server blades here. But yeah, this is really cool for Microsoft. It will definitely help with the better resolution and all that good stuff. My goal is to have a Series X by the end of August is my goal. I am going to try and get myself one. Yeah, I definitely am going to put out the effort to get one because I definitely want to enjoy some Game Pass games and everything else coming out on Xbox. So that'd be cool. Because I honestly do believe that's part of it. I mean, I know I have Final Fantasy VII Remake and I'm going to finish that and that's not boring me, but like I having the Xbox and being able to upload the Game Pass, I think would help a lot with me. Like when I'm bored, I'm like, I want to play this, and like let me just jump into this real quick. So that'd be pretty dope. Microsoft introduced designed for Xbox displays. Featuring HDMI 2.1, HDR, and VRR with various manufacturers. Philips Momentum 55-inch TV with soundbar available this summer worldwide for $1,599. I can't do words and 99 cents. I should have just said $1,600 because that's basically what it is. But like, yeah, I was really struggling there. Asus Strix 43-inch gaming monitor available this October, and price will vary by region. And the Acer 28-inch gaming monitor with 1 millisecond response time and TUV/iSafe certified available this fall for $950. I didn't want to fuck up again there, so I just said let's round it up. So there it is.
Nice.
Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout if you guys are looking to upgrade your monitors. I know I am, so that'd be pretty dope. That'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Possibly upgrade the TV too. Fuck it, let's just do it all.
So summer's a good time. That's usually when the manufacturers start rolling out kind of like they'll start rolling out some of their newer models in the spring, but none of their really like higher end stuff. But like the summer, that's usually when their higher end TV models come out. So that's always a good time to like just kind of take a look or like upgrade to like last year's model. Or upgrade to like, you know, the brand new hotness. Do whatever you want. But yeah, keep an eye out, everyone, for that.
Boom. There it is. Abandoned, announced by Blue Box Games for PS5 exclusively. Earlier this week, the internet was utterly convinced that this was a secret project by Kojima himself. Alas, the director himself, Hassan Karaman, went on video to say he's real and is making the video game. Noir, an outsourcing studio, even made a little video with some art for the upcoming title. No Kojima. Sorry, everybody. No Kojima.
A lot of people on the internet and Sony fans had convinced themselves that this was like a Kojima like secret project, and were like what was that movie with Jim Carrey? It was like a scary movie. What was the number 23 or whatever it was?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's like making all these connections to 23.
What do the numbers mean?
Exactly. That was people with this game. That's what they were doing, trying to do whatever they could to somehow link this game to Kojima, and just it became self-fulfilling prophecy at that point. And so, yeah, a lot of people on the internet were just absolutely just like let down. But it was just like, hey, don't do that to yourself.
Now, for the big lowest time of the week, it's GTA 5. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Podium, Hot Ring, Saber. Property discount, Bunker, 50% off. Elita's discounts, the Best Rose, 40% off. Annihilator, Choppa, 40% off. And the Titan Cargo Plane, 40% off. What about Legendary Motorsport? We got Vapid Flash GT, 40% off. The Albany Roosevelt Velour, 40% off. Checking in on Warstock. The Kosaka Submarine, 50% off, including renovations. It starts KO Perico Heist. Winky Jeep.
Yo, very cool.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. 40% off.
Say that again there, Junior, for the ladies Gallo, in the back.
The Gallo Perico.
Gallo Perico.
If anybody wants to know the English translation, that is the Cocaine Bay.
Oh,
hey, didn't know that.
I was like, man, Junior.
Come here for video game news and drug translations.
There it is.
There you go.
I was like, Junior got me going with that before I go to work. My lord, whoo, jeez. The Liberator Monster Truck, 40% off, and the Buzzard Attack Chopper, 40% off. There's also 3x money, and RP is stockpile and adversary mode, so check that out. Also, there was more GTA 6 rumors this week that it's going to release in 2025, and that it will have a revolving map similar to Fortnite.
So. Yeah, and as far as storyline goes, it's going to be a female protagonist, and it's going to be more of a, I don't want to say futuristic, but it's going to, they're thinking that it's going to have to deal with a cryptocurrency. So it's not going to be like a straight on gunfight type of deal. It's going to be more of a hacker type storyline. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, it's like Watch Dogs almost.
Kinda, and yeah. Cyberpunk.
and Cyberpunk.
Man, we'll see. Whenever this game eventually gets released, we will see. Loki has been confirmed for Fortnite Crew this July. So if you are part of the Fortnite Crew service, you will be getting Loki July for all today, July 1st. So check that out. Damn, it's so weird. It's already July. Demon Slayer, the Hinokami Chronicles, set for release on October 15th. It will run you through the story of the show that, if you've watched the anime so far. It will be on there. There's a bunch of playable fighters, characters to fight as, too. This will be super dope. It's made by Sega, so check that out.
Sega.
Oh, dude. Like, we should, like, classic video game, like, splash screens. They were so good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, dude, like, I loved it. Like, yeah, I love the Sega one. Sega. Like,
the GameCube one.
Dude, the GameCube where it's just... Oh. And, like, it does, like, the actual, like, yeah. Broom. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Fantastic. PlayStation purchases House Marquee, the makers of Returnal. So that's cool. I think there was an issue where the Japan team or something over there, somebody released an image saying that they acquired Blue Point, but they didn't. It was actually for this studio. It was actually House Marquee.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue Point Games, it was either yesterday or today. I can't remember which day exactly. They, like, went to their Twitter bio and, like, changed it to emphasize that they were an independently owned and operated studio and that they were not owned by Sony. And everyone was like, oh.
Got it. Understand. Yeah,
we fucked up.
Oopsies. They also acquired Nixxes Studio, a porting studio in the Netherlands. Nixxes last ported Shadow of the Tomb Raider to Windows. Now, what this leads to with them doing this is, are there going to be more PC day and date games coming from PlayStation? BK, what says you?
I says yes. And I know that's going to upset a lot of those hardcore Sony fans that we were talking about earlier, but, like, it makes sense. It can get PlayStation extra money. And honestly, like, I think we've seen for the most part, a lot of, like, PC gamers are going to, like, stick with PC. That's just that, you know, the old, you know, trope of, like, PC master race. They're not really going to leave to go to console. Like, they'll just skip that game entirely and just be happy playing whatever game that they have on the highest, like, resolution with the highest FPS. So, like, it makes way too much sense. So, and I'm, you know, glad for Sony that they're doing it, and glad that they have, like, a studio that has a track record of doing it, and that they can almost kind of, and not to sound, like, you know, like, disingenuous, but, like, to where they can farm these out, kind of, like, okay, like a support team, that, like, I think that's, like, what they're kind of going to be there for, and that's, like, good for them. That's smart. Good business.
Junior, would you like to see Sony port more of their games day and date on the PC?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's going to be a good business decision if they do. Obviously, it opens up a brand new market for them, and they're not going to be, you know, stuck with just going straight to PlayStation or anything. They'll be able to go out, you know, to Microsoft or to Windows and, you know, generate more money, generate more publicity for their games. You know, even if they just want to, you know, put out one or two games, that's still something that for them on a bigger market. And when they do come out with exclusives, I mean, now you got people interested in the Windows. When it comes out with an exclusive, they might want to go over there and check that one out too. Mm-hmm. So honestly, it's a good business choice.
Of course. Oh yeah. Might as well get it out there. So then you can't just let Microsoft be the only company, Xbox be the only company porting their games on PC, right? I mean, eventually you have to try and get into that market. Otherwise, you're very behind. So
yeah. It's like, well, I almost think of it like this, not to go, like, completely off tangent here, but it's like, all right, remember when iPhones first came out, they were just for AT&T. And then eventually Verizon got them. And then eventually, like, Sprint and then T-Mobile. Like, imagine how much, like, market share that iPhone has now because they are across all those cell phone providers, which is, like, different consoles in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't have nearly as many sales if they were still stuck on one platform. There's no way.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, because that's so weird. I totally forgot that the iPhone was available only on AT&T. That is weird.
Yeah, that's like a very maybe like younger people, if they're listening to this, they might not remember that like a lot of phones like were like that in the
90s. I remember that. Yeah.
2000s, where it's like, if you wanted a certain phone, you had to like completely switch carriers. If you wanted that, I mean, that was the Razr, which was like, I mean, that was like the big phone, one of the big phones before, the iPhone. That was a singular wireless, which got bought out eventually by AT&T. But I remember the Razr. I mean, that was big time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That is crazy. That is weird. Younger listeners right now are like, what the fuck? Like, I'm very confused.
Like, skip the boomer talk.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, these guys are old. Side note real quick, too. I saw that a TikTok, I think I posted it on my Snapchat, and it was like, this girl was like, I wish I could have experienced this 10 years ago. And it was rich. They're playing a 303 song. And someone was like, I can't believe now that I'm old enough that my childhood or like my high school years are like, people wish they lived them. And I'm like, dude.
The oldies.
Yeah, they're the oldies. Like, that's so weird to me. Weird.
Get used to it.
Yeah, a bunch of oldies.
You got to embrace it.
Yeah, right. I guess so. I got
to
be.
Tell that to my body, man. Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh man, I know what you mean. I was playing with the dog today, Ruby, which you can kind of see like right there. I was like playing with her, and she like took out like my ankle. She like just like ran into like my leg and like just like completely rolled like my left ankle. And I was just like in the yard, just like rolling around like an old man.
Like LeBron. I managed to pick up
my I was just like, oh, and I like texted Kylie, and I was like, the dog just took out my ankle. She was like, you got to be more careful than that. You can't do that at your age. Oh, that was good. That was a good one, Colleen.
Like, God damn it, woman. Just get out here and help me.
Like, I can't get out. Life alert. Take two purchases. Dynamixes. Is that how I pronounce that?
I don't know. That sounded good to me.
All right. Take-Two previously worked with them on Red Dead Redemption 2 and NBA 2K1. Dynamixes is a market leader in video-based facial animation. Nice. Hope it gets better, because every time I try to upload my face on 2K, it does not go well. So, you know, hopefully it gets better. I don't know. Good on them, though.
Well, the facial animations in Red Dead 2 are good.
Oh, they're great. So. Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's...
We'll see. Palia devs raise $30 million for their MMO. It's from Singularity 6, which CEO Anthony Luang is a former exec for Riot Games. It echoes Animal Crossing and Breath of the Wild. This is really cool. It was all Series B funding, which is super dope. They said that they was overjoyed by the reaction they've gotten so far. Anthony Luang said, quote, the incredible response from the community has further invigorated us in our pursuit to deliver an immersive online world where players can feel like they truly belong. Creating that experience may have seemed like a daunting prospect, but with all the support and encouragement we've received, we are more heartened than ever. So that's really, really cool. You know, $30 million raised for them to get this project up and running. I will be very interested to see what that is and what that entails when it comes out. I always like to see more MMOs come into the market. It just has to hook me, right? I mean, like, World of Warcraft's biggest thing is because it's been here for so long, and it was like the mainstay. I mean, it still is the mainstay for so long, so it's very easy to hook people back in, a la Junior. But to see something new is always cool too. Junior, how do you feel about the possible another new MMO?
I mean, I'm interested in all MMOs that come out. For a while, I was, you know, really into Black Desert when it came out. I tried ESO. And things like, I don't know what it is about WoW. Like, I don't even know if they're doing something right or if it's just something that's just been done so many times that it's a comfort. But it always seems like there's something missing from all these new MMOs. And I can never figure it out. Because a lot of the times, it's all like a lot of the same stuff. And maybe that's what they're doing wrong, that it's the same as WoW. Who knows? But I'm always interested to see, you know, what MMOs come out, you know, how they play and things like that. I know I've been playing Albion Online off and on, you know, every once in a while. It's kind of like a take on RuneScape and WoW put together. But yeah, $30 million for a known mole, that sets the bar pretty high for them. So hopefully they do well with that one.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Any other gaming related news before we wrap this up? No.
I was gonna say something, and then like I ran outside to go put up the ducks. That's why I left there, and now I can't freaking remember.
See, he is getting practicing. We knew it.
Oh yeah, he's chasing those ducks, dude. He's throwing the food. He's doing it.
He's throwing that food. Practicing.
Oh, that's why I got up in a panic, because I was like, oh fuck, I didn't put them up, and it's dark out because they're still too stupid to go into the freaking goat, like the shelter with the goats, so they don't die. But like I ran out there, and actually they were close. They're getting better. They were actually like at the door of the shelter, and like I made a nice ramp for them that they can either get on at the beginning or jump up on it. But they were like near. They were like at the shelter. They just didn't go inside. So I was like, all right, you're not completely stupid. Like, dude, there's hope. So
I had wondered why you got up in a panic, and I was like, I'll just keep rolling. We'll see what happens.
I'm really sorry.
I know. I was okay. Like, oh fuck. I was like, maybe his air conditioning was on and he got really excited. He's like, I have to shut the windows. Hold on.
Oh, no. My air conditioning's back on. Like, it came back on. Oh. Like, they turned off everything for like 5 hours. So, like, by the time I woke, like, by the time I was able to fall back asleep again last night after a good amount of time had passed, the AC was back on.
There we go.
Man, everybody at work today was talking about, they're like, I didn't get any sleep last night. It's too hot.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't blame you. Except for people in the Pacific Northwest. They're complaining about the heat.
Like, oh, yeah. They're like, very upset over there. Yeah, they're very upset. They're like, this is bullshit. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, shout out to all of our Pacific Northwest listeners. You know, stay safe. Stay breezy, especially. I was actually, yeah. And I don't mean that in a like light way, because like I know a lot of people up there don't have AC,
mm-hmm.
So like get fans. I know they're having a lot of infrastructure problems, like with like power lines and everything like that, because it's not rated for the extreme heat. Like, and so the only reason I know all that from being in my job now is that like different building materials are rated differently for extreme cold or for extreme heat, or if it's like a little bit of both. It's rated differently. It's actually kind of, it's made differently when it has to be rated for so many things. So there's a lot going on there. Like, I think I read it was at least 25 people died in Canada in that region of Canada because of the extreme heat and everything like that. So please stay safe, everyone up there.
Yeah.
And also this is like, there's like some parts of like, I think it was like one place in Northern California, like where this is like the highest temperature they've had on record since like 1918. So like global warming is real. Just like, you know, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, people. Just like,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is real. Remember that. Believe that. Thank you everybody for listening this week to Amalgamation Nation for the gaming episode. I believe this is episode 183. I might be correct. I didn't remember on Tuesday, and I didn't get fact-checked. I was supposed to check this evening before I got on. Totally zoned out and didn't. You know what? I'm just going to do it real quick, because now I feel like I have to. Now. I feel like I am, because I'm caught up on it usually, but I was so out of it. You know, I wasn't prepared. Well, this is actually episode 184, everybody. Thank you for listening to 184. We are 16 episodes away from 200. So, pretty dope, everybody. Pretty awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, you can find the show on your podcast platform of choice, Google, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Spotify is introducing subscriptions on there. $4.99 a month gets you a subscription to us, help support the show, help support everybody. It keeps Junior being able to get food. So, like, go ahead, subscribe to us.
Please.
Yeah. Junior's like, I haven't eaten in months.
Don't make it so he has to go to Cocaine Bay to, like, you know, just like get to pick up money that the drug smugglers lost. All right, like, come on, subscribe.
Yeah, please. There you go. I know that it was like it was being funky because it's in beta, where like it wouldn't let it go through. And at first, I was like, damn, I'm that broke. And then I'm like, no, I just got paid. Like, I know I got money. This is weird.
It's like when you go to the gas pump and you like, you know, you swipe your card and it's like, and it's just like, and nothing comes out, you're like, oh, okay, that's bad.
Side note, my brother, we went there after work, and he was like, okay, he went to Shell, and he's like, I want to get gas. And like, I kept telling him to go inside and see the cashier, and he was like, I'm in the car, and I could just hear him, God damn, bro, I just want to get fucking gas. And he's so pissed. He gets in, I'm not getting any. And I'm like, just go inside and see the cashier. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm tired of this shit. And he's like, I'm going home. I'm like, all right, whatever you want.
I'm the same way. I can't say shit. If it says, please say cashier, I'm just like, nope.
No. Absolutely not. But yeah, so it was being weird and it like wasn't letting it go through. So if it does let it go through for you, let me know. So then I know. I keep checking though randomly just to make sure, because I know once it goes in for me, it should hopefully go through for everybody. So there you go. If you want to have questions or comments for the show, leave a voicemail or text the show, 815-556-9089. Make sure you go to twitch.tv/undeadblackbull. Follow David there and give him a sub as well. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub a month. So give it to Undead Black Bull. Make sure you're downloading the GG app. Check us out on there. It's at AM Nation Pod. You can find all of our list, whether it's BK's backlog, whether it's some games we've loved this year, Game of the Year list, whether it's our reviews. It's all on there. So check that out. Download the GG app. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AM Nation Pod. Hit the follow button on both of those as well. Oh, without further ado, and I'm going to act like I didn't fuck up. Junior, take us away with the quote of the week.
All right. Whether it's in video games or in life, keep calm and blame it on the lag.
Boom. There it is. All right, everybody. Like I said, have a great, I didn't say it because you didn't hear. God damn it. Everyone have a great, safe holiday weekend. I swear I do this weekly, but I don't. Be safe. Have a great 4th of July. And as always, you stay breezy.